Hello and welcome to Heart and Soul, episode number 3. My name is Elisa, and today we are going to be talking about loving yourself. Why is it important to love yourself? Well, because nothing else in life really works out if you don't love yourself. Relationships, work, aspirations, goals that you may have for yourself, academics. Some of us are able to force ourselves to be disciplined so that we are successful at some things, but the energy that goes into forcing ourselves to be disciplined, even though we don't like being there, or we don't like the person, or, you know, we don't like so many factors that are involved, there's this negative energy that's generated and that goes along with that. When you love yourself, it changes the entire game, guys. Let's bring this closer to home and let's focus our attention on addiction. Why is it important to love yourself when you are facing addiction? When you want to work through addiction and come out on the other side of it, when you want to learn to manage your life with an addiction. It's important to love yourself because everything that you do needs to work toward your betterment. It needs to aid you in taking steps that allow you to come out of your addiction. But coming out of addiction is not something that a person can do on their own. So when you love yourself, you're putting yourself in a position where you do better for yourself. You make better choices. You don't sabotage yourself. You are working in such a way that the steps that you take are productive. Whereas if you don't love yourself, if you're full of self-doubt or self-hatred, you're looking at probably sabotaging yourself quite a bit, whether you know that you're doing it or not. You would be sabotaging yourself with relationships, sabotaging yourself at work. I run into so many people who do these things. And so when I ask them about the behavior, you know, why are you doing this? What is behind this decision? When we probe and we go a little bit deeper, we usually find at the core of all of this chaos that is being created is the fact that the person does not love themselves. And when you don't love yourself, you don't feel that you're worthy. You don't feel that you're capable. You don't feel that you have something to contribute. And so one of the things that we do as human beings is we just create chaos, or we create situations that are guaranteed to disappoint because we don't love ourselves. So the first part of this has to do with you loving yourself in regards to yourself. But remember that with addiction, you're looking at other people being involved, whether they are your loved ones or your counselors, whoever that person is in your life, your boss, you know, your colleagues, you're interacting with them. And if you can just imagine that there's a tape playing in your head, and that tape can send one of two messages: I'm capable, I'm able, I deserve this, I'm confident, I know I can do it, I'm going to put my best foot forward, and I'm going to nail this. Or, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm not capable, I'm really insecure right now, and I hope no one notices, and I'm going to start to do things socially that are not necessarily acceptable, and then I'm going to have to try to find ways to cover up for those things. The tape that's playing in your head is going to lead to one of two outcomes. There's very little room for a middle ground. You are either directly taking steps for your betterment, or you are taking steps for that contribute to your detriment. Why is it important to love yourself? Well, because you're human, and You want to be comfortable in your own skin. You want to look in the mirror and feel like, yeah, I like this person. Maybe you don't have the best features. Maybe you're not as tall or as thin as you'd like, but that's not who you are. That's a representation of you. That's you in human form. But who are you, and do you love that person? You want to be able to look in the mirror and just own that mirror. You want to be able to interact with people in different situations and know what you contribute. And loving yourself also gives you the confidence to face challenges in life with grace and with wisdom. You see, when you don't love yourself and a challenge presents itself, then you're much more likely to rely on your ego. And your ego has one objective. Your ego is to, well, there could be more than one, but the point that I want to touch on is this desire to save face. There are so many people who do stupid things, but no matter what they do, they have to be right. Think about the guy who gets caught cheating. He's not going to say, this is a choice that I made. A lot of times he's going to flip that script and try to point to the other person. Well, you didn't give me what I wanted. You didn't give me what I needed. Or you're not as sexy as I want you to be. It somehow becomes the other person's fault. When you love yourself, you're going to make decisions that ring as true for you. So you're much less likely to find yourself in situations that are not satisfying. Because when you love yourself, you go into any situation, any relationship, you go into your job with the mindset that I know who I am, I know what I want, I know what I need, I know what I'm capable of, I know what I have to offer. You present yourself to the world in this manner with confidence. You present yourself to the world in a manner that other people will trust you and like you, and it's just a better situation all around. So think about what addiction does to your self-esteem. Think about what addiction does to your ability to love and accept yourself. When you're looking at love, there are two things that you have to look at before love happens. You have to be able to acknowledge and accept. When you're coming from a place of addiction and there's this environment that usually consists of like doom and gloom and negativity, when you're coming from that kind of space and you are trying to actively work more out of a place of love and self-acceptance, you're going to need to be able to acknowledge. You're going to need to be able to accept. If you can't acknowledge who you are, what your shortcomings are, what your challenges are, you never get to that step that is love, self-love, or love for anyone else. If you never get to the point where you can accept who you are, what you've done, who you've become, or even accept your destiny, accept your greatness, accept your talents and your gifts, then you never work through those steps and make your way to self-love or even love for someone else. So why is loving yourself important? Loving yourself is important, period, for any human being. For any living creature, I would say. But loving yourself is especially important if you are battling addiction. If you're trying to work your way out of that negative space, that dark void that sucks you in like a vacuum, you don't get out of that space by clawing your way out. You have to acknowledge what's going on, who you are, how you got there, the decisions and the mindsets that put you in that place. You have to be able to accept the truth. No sugarcoating, no bullshit, no confusion, no back talk, no double talk. Just what is the truth? And when you use your words in such a way that it's like looking in the mirror, then you start to peel away these layers, and it's those very layers of lies, deceit, half-truths. It's those layers that keep you burdened. Those are the layers that weigh you down and that keep you from being able to focus on your truth, the beauty of who you are, your integrity as a human being, who you are at your core, who you are on the level of your heart and soul. When you get rid of all of the bullshit, you're then able to see who you are. And you've got a choice, guys. You can either acknowledge what you see. You can either accept what you see. Well, acknowledge or not. Accept or not. Love or not. Loving yourself is key. Learning how to love yourself is also key. All right, this has been episode 3 of Heart and Soul. This episode is called Loving Yourself. I hope that you guys have been able to get something out of this. Until next time.